Today's daf is a daf test. Let's take on the bottom of Ches Amir Beis. The last line, the Gemara says, Amir Rabba, Shachat Sipur Me'erv Yamtiv. Let's say they shachted a bird requires Kisir Adam, they shachted it Erev Yamtiv, Ein Mechasin also Beyamtiv. You're not allowed to cover it on Yamtiv itself because you should have done it yesterday. Just look at the last Rashi before you turn the page. Says Rashi, Ein Mechasin also Beyamtiv, Dehaya lo lechasos mebaod yom. You should have covered it Erev Yamtiv. It's not an issue of Simchas Yamtiv. Had he needed to shecht it on Yamtiv so you could invoke the Simchas Yamtiv, you could shecht it and then you could do Kitzur Dam. Here it's already shecht it on Yamtiv, so you can't invoke Simchas Yamtiv. Because you can cover it, that doesn't prevent you from eating it. The animal's already shechted. Kisrei dam zam ma'akev, the ability to eat it, and therefore you cannot be mechaset on yamtiv. In contrast to that, the Gemara says, Gilgel eats erev yamtiv. A person needed dough erev yamtiv, and it requires a freshest chalos, the proper shear. Mafrish mimenu chalasa biyamtiv. You are allowed to be mafrish chala on yamtiv itself. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Gilgal isa me'erv yamtif, mafrish mimenu chalasa biyamtif. V'yafo gavdit san lakamam, we're going to learn later on in this particular masechta, Elohim mishum shvus, the following items you can't do on Shabbos or yamtif because of shvus. One of them is, ein magbin chumos and ma'isros biyamtif, you can't separate chumos and ma'isros because it's metakin mana. V'hai nami kachumas dagan, separating chal is like separating chuma. Shayayachal afrisha me'erv yamtif, you could have done this yesterday, afil hachi nonetheless, it's not one could be mafrish. Shalogazu al chumas isa, they were not gozer on separating from a dough. Sharei mutter legal biyamtif ulafosa kade lechel pas chamim, because they want you to be able to knead dough and bake dough on yamtif itself. So therefore, they didn't prevent you. They didn't say it's aser to mafresh chalot. That's the understanding of the first opinion. So then the Gemara says Abu the Shmuel Amar afilu gilgal isa me'av yamtif ein mafresh mimenu. Chalas b'yamtiv. That's why paskin, that you cannot be mafreshit. If you needed it yesterday, erev yamtiv, you can't be mafreshit on yamtiv itself. Look at Rashi. It says Rashi, two narrow lines down. Ein mafresh heimana, delo hitiru lahafresh chala ela b'isa shinis galgala b'yamtiv. The only heter that they had is if you needed it on yamtiv itself, so then by needing on yamtiv, you could also be mafresh chala. Avazu hayalo lahafresh me'erv yamtiv. He should have done this yesterday when he needed it. Kachumas daganu peiros. And since he didn't do this yesterday, just like Chumas and the reason why Chumas and Maisos you can't do on Yantif because you could have done it yesterday. You didn't just pick it today. You can't pick it on Yantif. You picked it yesterday. You should have done it yesterday. It's almost a kanas that you can't do this on Yantif. So Chala, had you done it yesterday, you should have been mafish just like your mafish Chumas and Maisos. But if you need it on Yantif, where the Chiv only came to be on Yantif, that's the only hat there according to Avu the Shmuel, Shmuel's father. So Gemara says, Lema pliga Shmuel ada Avua. Maybe we could suggest that Shmuel himself argues on his father, that he allows you to be mafresh even on Yantif. What does he say? The Shmuel, Dabar Shmuel, Chalas Chutzlaretz, Ochel V'Holech V'Charkach Mafresh. There's a special din. Chalas Chutzlaretz is only a din derabanan, only a requirement derabanan. So when it comes to Chalas Chutzlaretz, you're actually allowed to eat the dough, eat the bread, before being mafresh chala, and whatever is left over, that can be considered chala afterwards. This does come up actually sometimes where a woman baked chala and she forgot to separate challah. Now it's Shabbos, so you can't be mafresh challah on Shabbos. What do? So the din is, you're allowed to eat actually a piece of challah, and whatever's left over, that can be set aside for challah after the fact. That's not called being mesakin mana. So that's the din. So Shmuel says, again, challah schutz l'aretz, ochel v'holech, v'acharkach mafresh. So how do we see he argues on Avu the Shmuel and his very father? So Rashi says, your challah schutz l'aretz, challah tortil, whatever, I'm not sure that means in French, a challah, she'marim mina'isa she'b'chutz l'aretz, when you separate challah in chutz l'aretz, it's only a din derabanan, says Rashi further, ochel v'holich. Call a pas, you can eat the whole bread, umishayer kidei chala, umafrisha b'achorna, leave over a significant piece as chala afterwards. Alma hafrashasa, shalol etzarchi, v'lo havia hafrasha, it's not called hafrasha, because you don't really have to mafrish it first, v'hamafrish b'yamtif eino k'misakin, because it doesn't look like you're fixing it. You leave it at the end. It's shirayim. You're not being mafresh at first. And therefore, Shmuel says you're allowed to do this on Yantif. While his father says you cannot be mafresh on Yantif. So it's a machloket between the father and the son. And the Gemara says no. Amar Rav, Rav says, Milo modi Shmuel shimkara lehashem shasur lezarim. So Shmuel just simply says that you don't have to be mafresh challah until the end. But had one been mafresh chala in the beginning, it would work. It would have a chalos shem chala. It would be usher to a non-kohen, to a zar, and that certainly would be considered usher. So avud the Shmuel is talking about me mafresh lechatchila. That's when it's usher. Shmuel himself was talking about leaving it over at the end. That's where it would be mutter. So it's not clear that the two of them are actually arguing. Okay. Well, I'm not sure what the difference.
It says here, Milo Modi Shmuel, She'im Kara Alea. It would seem that if it's already bread, it wouldn't be such a big deal. I think it's more the issue is when it's still Lisa, no?
If you look at Rashi says, Milo Modi Shmuel, Apa Pisha Eno Tzarech Lafrisha, Shim Kara Alea Shem, Shechal Alea Shem Chala Vasur Lazarm. He's not contrasting between dough versus bread. It's about beginning versus end. It could be the article adds that in. It could be that would add a little bit more. But Rashi does not point that out. Correct, exactly.
So he's saying, yeah. Saying at the beginning, that if you do it at the beginning, then it's also something.
It would be usher, exactly.
Yeah. It's
usher? Usher to do it in the beginning. Because that's Misakin Mana then. Okay, new Mishnah tells us that Beishame Omrim, Ein Malichan Es Asulim Mishovach LeShovach. You're not allowed to move one of these ladders from Shovach to Shovach, these different nests. What do they call them? The chicken coops or something like that, or something for the birds that are on top of the trees in these nests. You can't move a ladder from one place to another place. We'll look why in a second in Rashi. But if you have one of these shovachs, they're different windows. So within the same shovach, you could kind of tilt it from window to window. That would be allowed, but you can't move it from one whole shovach to a whole another shovach. That would be also according to Beis Shammai, who Beis Hil Matir, and he permits. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ain molichen es asulim kisakadaitach sulim hamiyucha lechach. It's clear that this is a ladder used for getting the eggs or birds in the trees. The time of the Beis Shammai Mefarish Megemara, the Gemara is going to explain to Asrei. The Afa Pishu Bali Tol goes as a Simchas Yamtiv. Even though you're coming to collect animals, birds to eat, it's Asrei because we'll see in the Gemara tomorrow's Ayin. We'll get to that in just a moment. But he does agree, Matel Michal and Lechalim would be allowed. Within the same Shovach, moving from one window to another window, that would be allowed. So look at the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chanan Bar Ami, Machlokas, the whole debate here is Birshus Harabim. This whole debate exists in Rosh Hashanah. We have to pay attention because it's a little tricky here, the different pieces here now. The Beis Shammai Savri Haroe Omer Latiach Gaga Hu Tzarech. A person who sees the guy schlepping his ladder from one Shovach to another Shovach, he's going to say, oh, you know what he's going to do? He's probably going to fix his rooftop. That's what he's looking to do. How do you know what he's doing to get like the gozlos, the bird, that's allowed? He's going to do to fix his roof, that's usher, because of bona, you're building a house or something, you're kind of smearing the tar on top of that. There's an issue to do so. But so the guy says, oh, he's schlepping a ladder. It must be he's fixing his roof. That's a problem of Maris Ayin. So that's in Rishis Rabban. Beisil Savri, Shovcho Mochichlov. No, look, you're going to see where he's going to go. He's going to put the ladder by a Shovach, and that would be clear. There's no concern. So the whole debate's only in Rishis Rabban where people are going to see. Aval Rishis Yachid, Divya Kol Mutter. But if it's in Rishis Yachid, where nobody could see what he's doing, even Beis Shammai would permit him to move the ladder from one Shovach to another Shovach. So, Eni, is this really true? In Rosh Hashanah, this is allowed. The Ha Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Komakum Sheasu Chachamim Mipnei Maris Ayin Afil Bechadei Chadar Maaser. Whenever Maris Ayin is Aser, it's Aser not only Rosh Hashanah, it's even Aser in Rosh Hashanah, even Bechadei Chadarim. So, how can Beis Shammai say it's Aser in Rosh Hashanah because of Maris Ayin, but it's permitted in Chadei Chadarim in Rosh Hashanah? And why would that be allowed? So, why is it true that which is Aser in Maris Ayin is Aser Afil Bechadei Chadarim? So some say it's a low plug. They made a low plug that they didn't want to distinguish either way. Others say because if he doesn't Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it might lead him to do Rosh Hashanah. So different explanations why they asked it, but it's also a feel of Rosh Hashanah, a feel of Bechadei Chadar. So the Gemara explains further now. So what's Pshat? So Gemara then says that no. The truth is it's really Tanahi. It's really Machlokas Tanahim here, this debate here. So Gemara explains that what? That the Tanya Shotchin Bechama V'lo K'neged Ha'am. The din is a person has wet clothing, got wet on Shabbos, so he could spread it out in front of the sun to dry. That's not called laundering. There's no problem of doing that. But it looks like you're laundering. So if it's in your backyard where nobody can see, that's allowed. But if it's a Keneged Ha'am, if it's in Rosh Hashanah, that's where it's usher. So we see that according to the Tanna Kamma, that even though there's Maris Ayin issues in front of the Am, in the privacy of your own home, it's allowed. So the Tanna Kamma holds that Chadei Chadar is actually mutter. Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Osun, they say it's usher. So this debate, whether or not Maris Ayin is Asher, Afil B'Chadei Chadarim, is really a machlokes Tanaim. That's the din here. Now, the Rashba says on this particular lacha of hanging wet clothing out, there's only a concern if it you're hanging out on Shabbos itself. But let's say it was hanging on the clothesline before Shabbos and remained there on Shabbos. That, he said, is not of concern at all. You could leave it even versus Rabbim. It's only when you hang it dafka on Shabbos itself. Now, another din here that the Tosas writes in Ksubos, that this whole Isser of Afilu B'chad Chadarm is only true of an Isser D'araisa. But that which is only Aser Midrabanon, Maris Ayin would only be true in Rishis Rabbim, but in Rishis Yochid it would be permitted. That's Tosas understanding.
And that's halacha.
Yeah, it's halacha. It comes up in many places in the Shulchan Aruch to talk about almond milk. Almond milk and chicken, you have to have show people that the almonds are there because it's almond milk is not issue bas v'chalav, but it looks like bas v'chalav. So, and with chicken and real milk is only an iser midrabanan. So an iser midrabanan, do you have to put, so they get into this whole discussion, used to be very relevant maybe 40 years ago when they used to have, tofu, tofuti rather, the non-dairy ice cream. So when it became new, every restaurant required you putting the box of tofuti on the table so you shouldn't think it's a real dairy. But everyone got used to it now, and now no one needs that. Everyone knows it's very common. But when it comes to midrabanan, we certainly are more makel in Rishis HaYachid. So now the Gemara says, Ikadami, there are those who say, Amar Rav Chanan bar Ami, Machlokes Birshus Yachid. No, the debate is actually in Birshus Yachid, the Beishama Islay, the Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, that he holds of its Asa Afil Bechad Echadarm, and therefore you cannot move your ladder from one Shavach to another Shavach, even in your backyard. Beishil Leslay, the Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, he does not hold of this din, and there's no Mars Ein concern in Chad Echadarm, and you can move the Shavach in your own backyard. Aval Birshus Rabim, also, everybody would agree there is an Isser of Maris Ayin in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So the problem with this explanation, the Gemara points out, is turns out that Beishamai holds like Rav, or Rav holds like Beishamai, that they're in the same camp. Are you going to suggest Lema, Rav, Damar, Ke Beishamai? We never pass like Beishamai, so why is Rav embracing the Shita of Beishamai that Afil B'chad Echadar is also? That should not be, they should not agree with each other. So Gemara says, it's not Rav holding like Beishamai, there's actually a Tanai, there's actually Machlokes Tanai, like we saw above, the Tanya, Shotchen Bechama Avolo, Keneged Ha'am. So there we see that Rishus HaYochid is Mutter, that Tanakama holds Mutter, and Rav's holding like the Tanakama, and not like Beishamai per se. And Rebbe Yishuman Osun, so it's just a bit of a different angle of how to explain this particular Machlokes. Now before you turn the page, just look for a moment at Tosas, Dior Maschah, Ein Molichin Hasulam. That the Mishnah says you cannot bring the ladder to the Shovach, Tema. Afil Heichanos HaMesmel, even if you prepared them Erev Yom Tov. And there's no concern of Muksa. Mikomakam Ispu Mishum Tzeda. How do you catch a bird on Shabbos? There's a problem of Tzeda. Much more basic Shaila. Forget about how it looks and you're fixing a ladder. What about Tzad? Kedamrin Lekaman HaTzad Yone Shovach V'Yone Ale Chayiv. If you catch birds, it's a Chayiv Chiv Deraisa. So Tosa has to say that v'yishlomar demari b'ktanim shlo parchu must be young birds that can't yet fly. That's not called catching. Only when you catch an animal that fly away is it subject to the iser of tzeda. Yom Tov or Shabbos, either one. You can't catch. Yeah, not every malacha is allowed in Yom Tov. So the third parak is I think called Eid Southern or something.
Yeah.
Okay, the Mishnah now said that Amar Beis tells us now masnis in our Mishnah. Is Dilo Kiai Tana. Our Mishnah is not in accordance with the following Tana. What does this Tana tell us? If you look at Rashi, so we know what we're looking for. Look at the top Rashi here. Masnisim de Katani Boholecha Sulam Pligi. That they're arguing about moving the ladder from place to place. That's the Machlokas, Beis Hill of Beis Shammai. Lav Kiai Tana, not like the following Tana. The Katani Boholecha Moda Mipnei Shetzorach Yom Tov. The Tana we're about to see, this Tana holds that you actually can move it for Simchas Yom Tov, according to everybody. So let's see this Brisa, the Tanya, top line. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Modim Beishamai Beis Hillel, they both agree, Shemalichen es asulam mishovach l'shovach, you're allowed to move the ladder from one shovach to another shovach, lo nechlaku ela lahachzir, the only debate is can you return it after using it, for Simchas Yom Tov to get and to collect the birds, that's allowed, even Beishamai would agree, but the returning would be the problem, Shebeishamai omrim ein machzirin, u Beis Hillel omrim ach machzirin, Beis Hillel says you can even return it, that's the debate. So Amar Yehuda, Bemed Vamamur, when is this true? Bisulam, this is a little tricky now. Bisulam shel shovach. This whole discussion is only true of a ladder that was designated, that's uniquely used for the shovach. Aval Bisulam shel aliyah, that a ladder used to go to your roof, to fix the roof, that's certainly a person, it's a different, I don't know, more metal, whatever the difference is, it's a more stable, stern, strong, sturdy ladder, let's say. Divriya kol aser, everybody would say it's aser to move such a sulam on Yantif. And Rabbi Dosa Omer, Mateu mechalon lechalon, you're allowed to move the ladder from one window to another window, but you cannot move it from shovach to shovach. And there's yet another opinion, a fourth opinion, Achem Omer, Mishum Rabbi Dosa, Af Midadimbo. Even Midadim is allowed. It's a little bit confusing. We'll have to go to the Gemara to explain this, but let's just get the defining the words for a moment. Midadimbo, Rashi says three lines down here. Midadimbo, Im Hachalon Rachok, Vein Roshasul Magiashamba, Batia. Let's say you have a ladder. Sometimes the windows are very close to each other. So you could just position the ladder that way or this way, but the legs remain in the same place. Just tilt it this way, tilt it that way. But he's saying here, let's say it doesn't tilt. The window's a little too far. It won't go. It's like an angle. You're going to fall off the ladder. So then he says you can actually move it slightly over a little bit. Not a, can't pick it up, but you could kind of drag it over to the side. That would be a more of a mako position of Midad Nebo, where the Achim hold in the name of Rabbi Dosa. So just to be clear again, that the first part of the Brisa, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says that the whole debate is only returning the ladder, but bring the ladder, everybody agrees is allowed. Rabbi Huda, we're going to see whether Rabbi Huda argues or he's actually explaining the Tanakhama. He holds this whole discussion is only by Asulim Shal Shovach, but Asulim Shal Aliyah, everybody holds his Aser. And Rabbi Dosa says, you can be Mateo Mateu, and Achaim say, even Medad, and even kind of dragging it over slightly, would be allowed. So those are four sheets the Gemara is going to try to explain now. So B'nai Rabbi Chia, Nafuka L'Kriyasa. This is actually interesting, because we saw this in, when I mentioned in my Shir the other night, the Gemara in Brachos, where the children of Rabbi Chia went out to the field to work, so the same line is here used as well. That B'nai Rabbi Chia, Nafuk L'Kriyasa, they went out to the fields to see what was needed. So Kiyasa, when they came back, Amr Lohun Avun, their father said to them, Rabbi Chia said to his children, Klum Maisa Bal Yadchem. Did any Maisa come to you? Did any Shilas come your way while you were out doing what you were doing? So Amr Loh, they said, yeah, Sulam Ba Liadenu. So someone asks us a shayla about bringing a ladder, and Rashi just explains here. It's a sulam two narrow lines down. Sulam bal yadenu holechas sulam shel aliyah l'shovach. Someone had asked us, can you take a ladder that was used for rooftops? Can you use that to collect birds from a shovach? And we permitted them to do so. V'atrinu. So Amr Lehem, the father says, tzu v'asu mashiatartem. So go back and tell the guy, it's also, you can't do that. So what was this debate, whether or not you could use a sulam shaliyah for shovar chana? So inu, the children of Bnei Rabbi Chia, they held, inu savar, midaka amar Rabbi Yehuda, besulam shaliyah, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says, a sulam shaliyah is aser, lo pligi, they don't argue, that implies, mechlal the Tanakama savar pligi, that the Tanakama holds, bain sulam shal shovach, bain sulam shal aliyah, that is actually the debate, that according to base Hillel, you'd be allowed to use a sulam shel aliyah. There's no debate in the Tanakama. Again, Michal the Tanakama, Michal the Tanakama, Sabar, Pligi. That's what they thought. Then again, Rabbi Huda felt everybody agreed aliyah shel sulam shel aliyah is aser. That implies that Tanakama holds that it's a machlokes and Beis Hillel make it that you can actually use a sulam shel aliyah. That's what they thought. Veloi, they were incorrect because Rabbi Huda tame de Tanakama come farish. Rabbi Huda is not arguing on Tanakama. Rabbi Huda is explaining Tanakama. So that's what they're saying. Mimai, mitakatani molichen es asulam meshovach l'shovach. From the fact that it says you bring a ladder from one shovach to another shovach, visakadaitach besulam shel aliyah pligi. If you think that they argue with a asulam shel aliyah as well, that type of ladder is also subject to the beta beisil beshamai. So then the brisa that should have said hay molichen es asulam meshovach l'shovach. It should have said molichen es asulam lishovach mibaylei. Meaning, if the debate was about aliyah, sulam shel aliyah, it should have said, you could bring sulam to a shovach. But the Brisa says, they argue about taking a sulam, meshovach l'shovach, that implies it's a sulam that's designated for a shovach, and they use it for another shovach. But if they're debating about a sulam shel aliyah, it should have said, you could bring a sulam to a shovach. But meshovach l'shovach implies it's a sulam shel shovach. That's how Rabbi Chiya's understanding is. So ela lav hachikamar, is it not saying that shel shovach in, that's the discussion of Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, yet shel aliyah lo. So the idach, Bnei Rabbi Chiya felt that no. Mikatani sulam shel shovach. The Brisa doesn't say sulam shel shovach. It says sulam mei shovach l'shovach. It doesn't define which type of ladder. Mishovach l'shovach katani. Vafilu kama shovchin. All it's saying is, you could use any sulam you want. Whether it's a sulam shel shovach, or Sum Shalia, you could do it Meshovach, Leshovach, Leshovach, as many Shovachim as you want. That's all allowed. Any ladder would be permitted. So that's part of the debate. Again, it's a bit of a, a hard, it's just how to read the text here of this particular Bryce. So now the Gemara says, the Ikadami, others have a different presentation here. Amr Lo, they said, Hitoi Sulam Shel Aliyah Bal Yadeinu. Someone asked us whether or not you have a Shovach. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says around halfway down the Rashi, a little bit less than halfway down the lines, Hitoi Sulam Shel Aliyah. V'alichu L'Shovach Mibod Yom. A person brought a ladder to a Shovach Mibod Yom. V'achsha Bal La'atosa Mechon L'chol. Now they want to tilt it to another window in that same Shovach. That was a Shaila that came to the to B'nai B'Rei B'Chiyah. And V'yitirinu, they permitted it. Amar lehem tzuv asu mashi tartim. So Rabbi Chiya told his children, go back and ask that which you permitted. So what was the machlokas here? This ikadami inu savar, they felt, the children felt, my deka aser tanakama kashari Rabbi Dosa, that which tanakama asered, tanakama said that you cannot is what Rabbi Dosa permitted, which is what. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi is my deka aser tanakama the Rabbi Dosa the Rabbi Yehuda damar mesulam shaliyah aser laholich. Rabbi Yehuda is a continuation of Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda says, a sulam shaliyah would be usher to bring. So, kashar Rabbi Dosa, mi'alahatos. So Rabbi Dosa said, okay, you can't bring it, but you're allowed to tilt it. You could tilt it. That would be allowed. That was the havamina. And velohi, that wasn't correct. Rabbi Chiya says, that's not the interpretation. Mai de kashari Tanakama, k'asar Rabbi Dosa. That which Tanakama permitted, Rabbi Dosa actually said usher. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, elohi, mai de kashari Tanakama. Tainu, shal shovach laholich. That Tanakama permitted you to move from one Shovach to the other Shovach, Ka'asr Rabbi Dosa, Vas Lamemar Halacha, Halacha Asr, Hatia Shari. Rabbi Dosa says you can't move the ladder, but you have to tilt the ladder, Ubishel Aliyah lo Arikah, but they were not addressing the Ashel Aliyah at all. So either way, that this whole discussion about the tilting the Aliyah, tilting the Sulam at all, was only about Sulam Shel Shovach. But Gabish Sulam Shel Aliyah, that's Aser, say Rabbi Chiya. A bit of a tricky daf how to read this this particular brisa. Now let's go vayter. The Gemara says Aval Mateo Michal L'Cholam. So we see from here that Shammai says you cannot move, you cannot be molichen from one shovach to another shovach, but within one shovach you could tilt the ladder from one cholam to the other cholam. While Beis Hillel says you're even allowed to move from one shovach to the other shovach. So we see that Beis Hillel is more makil in this particular halacha. So Gemara says, Alma, we can conclude from this Mishnah here in Daf Tes that Gavi Simchas Yantiv, with respect to the halachas of Simchas Yantiv, Beis Shammai is l'chumra, because he does not allow you to be molichin from Shovach to Shovach, and Beis Hillel is l'kula, he allows you, he's more makel. So Raminu, is that really true? We're asking from the Mishnah earlier, the first Mishnah of the Masechta, HaShochet Chayav Of B'Yomtiv, if you shecht a wild animal or bird, Beis Shammai Omim, Yachfor B'Dekar V'Chasi, you're allowed to dig up with a shovel and cover the blood. So we see Beis Shammai's makel. You cannot shecht it unless it's prepared dirt from beforehand. So we see that Beis Hillel is more machmir than Gabi Simchas Yomtiv. They're inconsistent. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Muchlofes Hashita. Let's switch around the Shitas one of these Mishnahs. So this way they're consistent. Gemara says, why do you have to say that? Maybe you don't have to switch it around. Maybe the Mishnah Legabe Kisi Adam is very different than the Mishnah here about Mateu Michal L'Chalon. How so? So Gemara explains, Mimai. Duma ad kan lo kami beis shami hosim. The only reason why beis shami is a makel legabe kisur dam elahecha de ikad deker nuts. As long as the shovel's ready, kind of stuck in the ground, everything's quite soft. Avahecha de leka deker nuts, but it's not on the ground yet. Lo, he wouldn't allow you to do this. He's not that makel. So Rashi explains because if you have to stick the shovel in, it looks like it's digging. But here maybe he'd agree. But he's really machmir. Vi nami alternately. Ad kan lo kamri Beis Hillel hacha el the shofcha mochiach alav. The only reason why Beis Hillel is makil here the gabi this halacha, nothing to do with the general sheet about Simchas Yomtiv or not, has to do with the Gemara's Ayin Shaila. And the Gemara's Ayin Shaila, he felt that if you bring the ladder to the shovach, it's clearly not a problem and it wouldn't be Mar's Ayin. But Hasim over there, lo, but over there with regards to the Kisei Dam, there's a concern, if you look at Rashi, about Hasim lo, the Gazu Mishim Katisha, the concern that you might have to chop up the dirt, if the dirt's very hard, Dim Lezimlin Debay Katisha, you have to chop it up. So again, what the Gemara's pointing out here is, it's not the factor of Simchas Yomtiv or not, that's not the klal here. It has to do with the Gzeirah of Maras Ayin, or the Gzeirah of having to do Kedisha, but nothing to do at all with Simchas Yomtiv. So then the Gemara says, okay, last four lines of the Amud here, Ali Kashi, if you do have a question, if you want to point out inconsistencies of Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, the Gavi Simchas Yomtiv, ask the following question. How Kashi? Beis Shammai Omrim, Lo Yitol Elam Kem Na'aneo Mibod Yom. If you want to take some birds on Yontif, so typically birds are muksa. You have to, Shammai says, you have to first pick them up, lift them, and shake them, Ibodyom. Rashi says here, Laitol minagzola gozlos bayamtif elam kin naneu mibodyom velo sagi bachana bidibur ba'am. It's not simply to articulate that you want this, rather you have to actually lift them up. And Beis Hillel says the Gemara, Beis Hillel omer omed v'omer ze v'ze ani notel. You could stand there and say, I want these for tomorrow. Dibur is enough, you don't need a ma'isa. So we see here, Alma, gabi simchas yamtif Beis Shammai l'chumra, Beis Hillel kula. Beis Shammai is more machmer, he requires lifting up, he requires a ma'isa. Beis Hillel says, machshav is sufficient. Or minu, let's ask a question from a different, our mission of the first mission of the Masecht again. Hashoche chayv of b'yamtiv amar b'yo, so that we see Beis Shammai is more mekil and Beis Hillel is more machmir, so it's inconsistent. Amar b'yo chan muchlaf adashita, let's switch them around this way, they're consistent. Gemara says, no, how do you know? Maybe they're two different areas of lacha, nothing to do with simchas yamtiv at all. V'lohi, dilma lohi, ad kan lo amri Beis Shammai elahe chadika dekar. No, it's the only reason why he allows you to shech the animal when the shovel's ready in the ground. Aval, going on to Daf Yud now, Hecha Deleka Dekar Nuts, when there's no shovel law. I mean, that halacha of Kisadam has to do with the halachas of Chafira, nothing to do with Simchat Yom Tov. Or Inami Ad Kalo Kami Beisil Hacha, El Kame de Muksahu, Omeid Vomer Zevezani Nota Sagi. Here, Lagabi the goals is the reason why Beis Hillel is Makel, it's halacha and Muksa. Muksa Beis Hillel holds simply articulating Bedibur is sufficient. The debate about Muksa, not a debate about Simchat Yom Tov. Aval Hasim over there, lower. Over there, by the Kisadam is a completely different case. So we're going to stop here because the rest of the, you know, Amud here goes back and forth to different Mishnayos about Simchas Yomtif, but that's the end of the daf. So let's quickly recap what we did today. We spoke about that a person, if he shechted the Tzipor Ev Yomtif, he can't cover the Kisur and Yomtif itself. It's not Ma'akid the Simchas Yomtif. If a person needed the Doer of Yomtif, he may be Mafrish according to the first opinion. That would be allowed. Avod the Shmuel says he may not be Mafrish on Yomtif because it's like Tikkun Mana. Shmuel seemed to have argued that he says, no, you're allowed to eat the Chalas Chutzart and leave over the left at the end. That would be allowed, where his father says, you're not allowed to do that. Whereas it's not true. Shmuel says, L'chachili, you can't separate in the beginning, that's Tikkun Mana, that's also like his father said, but to leave over at the end, that's not Tikkun Mana, that would be allowed. Then we have the mission about the Eimolichin, the Sulam Mishav HaShovach, Shammai says, Aser, but you can't be Mateu. Beis Hillel says, you're Mote, even to Molichin. We discussed that the Machlokas seems to be about Rishis Rabim and Maris Ayin, Chadi Chadar, and that whole discussion. And Amar Beis, we went through a whole piece here about four-way shita of Tankama, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Dosa, Acherim, about the hard interpretation of Shovach HaShovach and Chalon L'Cholon. We had Bnei Rabbi Chia back and forth about they passed in a certain way, about a ladder. The father says they were wrong, go back and switch it. We had two Ikadamis there, and a bit of a tricky read of the Brisa. Then in the end, we discussed this general discussion about Simchas Yom Tov, Beis Shammai is more Machmir, Beis Hillel is more Mekel. We brought two questions, one from the question of our case of Chalon and the Molichin, Shovach L'Shovach. The other question about the case of the birds, Loital Elam Kein Na'ne'ah. The Gemara says nothing to do with Simchas Yom Tov, has to do with general questions about Chafira versus Maris Ayin, or Chafira versus Muksa questions. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful day, and easy, equal, fast.